I rely only upon his word, and I cling only to his cord. In thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans, and I seek protection in thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For thou art Allah, the best guardian, and thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to thee, addressing myself to thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to you for the hope of your rewards. So bless Muhammad, the best of thy creation, the summoner to thy truth. Exalt me with thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely thou art the all-forgiving, the all-compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brother and sister, Salamun alaikum and welcome. Yes, this is another new episode of today's special, which will be presented to you, and you are listening to Iran Radio. The topic of this episode is Family in Socialization.
I never thought about you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you, until I took the first step, and that's when you opened the doors for me. Now Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from you.
First, as usual, we'll look at the calendar. Today is Saturday, 14 of Jamadil Awal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of the month of Aban, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar. And the 16th of November 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment, we listen to chapter at Rome, verse 21 from the Holy Quran. We come back, we learn more about this verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون.
And of his signs is that he created for you from yourselves mates that you may find tranquility in them. And he placed between you affection and mercy. Indeed, in that are signs for a people who give thought.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
A spouse must be the cause of peace, not the cause of agitation and anxiety. The aim of marriage is not often only satisfying the sexual instinct, but the aim is mostly reaching to a spiritual and bodily tranquility. Verily, the existence of spouses with this special quality, which is the cause of tranquility of their lives, is counted one of the great bounties of Allah, because these two genders are complementary of each other, and each generally causes the mirth, fruitfulness, and development of the other, so that every one of them is imperfect without the other. You are listening to today's special, and as I told you before, we're going to speak about family in socialization. Although the family is an independent entity that has its unique characteristics, needs, and traits, it is at the same time an entity in a large set of adjoining waves of family and individuals. No particular family is alone in the arena, rather it is affected by and interacts with anything that occurs outside its periphery. Islam does not leave those social relations in view of their importance without adjustment or guidance, particularly since the family is the first stronghold that should be well fortified, lest the body of the Ummah, I mean Muslim nation, falls in pieces.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about socialization in the society and socialization in the family life. Many narrations confirm that every person is attracted to the one like himself. كُلُّ أُمْرَءٍ يَمِيلُ إِلَى مِثْلِهِ. Or every bird nests with its type. How do we choose a friend? We pay attention to our comfort level when we are with a person. For example, we befriend people who encourage us, not those who are pessimistic or always bombard us with negative comments or criticism, or ask us to do things we do not like. Or second, We do not choose a friend who holds a different opinion than us. We usually befriend people who always agree with us and accept us for what we are. We must be selective. We can often guarantee our success by having top quality people around us. The Holy Prophet ﷺ says, "Be selective of those with whom you communicate, for there is none who dies but his friends will resemble him on his way to Allah. If they were good people, the resemblance will be good. But if they were evil people, it will be evil. And none dies but I appear to him at the time of his death."
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
The topic of the second part of today's special is about objectives and functions in the family. We're speaking about preservation and continuation of the human race. The survival of the human race and culture and continuity in the functioning of human depend on the effective operation of the mechanism for procreation and reproduction. Nature has provided for this in that in the psychological differences between the sexes are complementary to each other. All the facts of procreation demand that the process needs a stable structure to come into operation. Man, woman, and child all are in need of a permanent and lasting institution in order to fulfill this role. The family is the institution which can take care of the entire process from the initial phases to its fruition. The Quran says, "O mankind, be conscious of your duty to your Lord, who created you from a single soul, created of like nature, his mate, and from the two created and spread many men and women. Your women are a tillage for you, so come into your tillage as you wish and take care of what is for you, and be conscious of your duty to Allah, and know that you should meet him."
Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah.
The continuation of this episode of today's special, we listen to Imam Khomeini's viewpoints and home life. And it's a great piece of advice to solve family issues. One of the Imam Khomeini's daughters narrates, "At the start of my marriage, I went to Haji Agha so that he could give me some advice. He said, 'If your husband is upset, or if he says something to you for whatever reason, or acts badly, at that time don't say anything, even if you are in the right. Leave it until he has calmed down, and then say what you have to.' He also gave the exact same advice to my husband. In the beginning, I didn't give this advice much importance. Later, upon reflection, I saw that indeed the root of many of the family disputes came back to this very issue. Therefore, from then on, every time somebody has wanted advice about family issues, I have given them this very same advice of the Imam."
Some addictions that are overlooked: drugs, alcohol. Those are what we perceive as addictions. So if I'm not doing that, alhamdulillah, I'm fine. The ones that do drugs, they harm themselves. Alcohol, they harm themselves. But we have people in our community addicted to different things. I cannot mention all of them. I would like to mention the most important of them. Listen, number one is work. We have people who are insanely addicted to work. They treat their homes like a bed and breakfast motel. He shows up at night, sleeps, wakes up the next day, takes a shower, and he has breakfast and he leaves. That's it. 6 days a week. And the seventh day, he relaxes. He goes out with his friends, plays golf. Why? Because I want to hit my first 10 million, my first 5 million, my first 1 million in my bank account. I want to rack up the miles. I want to be able to get that 1 million miles. On what expense? On the expense of your children. On the expense of your family. When you hit the 5 million in your bank account, you're going to be hit with other things as well. Unfortunate things that will wake you up. When you hit the 1 million miles in the air, all the way 30,000 feet up in the air, there are other things happening there in your home, in your child's life, and your marriage.
Dear brothers and sisters, with this interesting and practical advice of the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini, we say goodbye to all of you. May his soul in peace, and may Allah protect all of you. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Danesh, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, salam and welcome to this episode. Today we focus on a profound story, a little story involving Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha, which provides us with insight into the true meaning of being a follower or Shia of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. What does it mean to be a Shia? Let's ask ourselves this question. So, a man once asked his wife to go to Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha and inquire whether he was truly one of the Shia, a follower of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, or not. So the wife carried out this request, and upon meeting Lady Fatima, she presented the man's questions. Lady Fatima, peace be upon her, replied with a response that was direct and insightful. What do you think she said? Let's think. She said, tell him if he acts according to what we have commanded and refrains from what we have forbidden, then he is indeed one of our Shia. Otherwise, he is not. As clear as that. As simple as that. If he follows us, he is a Shia. If not, no. Is not. So this brief yet powerful exchange captures a key principle in Islamic teachings, the importance of actions in defining one's faith. It's not enough to merely claim loyalty or affiliation. True adherence is demonstrated through one's deeds, by following the commands and prohibitions set forth by Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and by extension, the teachings of Islam. So, this challenges us to reflect on our own lives. And are we truly living up to the teachings, or is there a gap between our claims and our actions? Let's look at ourselves. Where is it that we fail to be true followers? Starting from home, then in our interactions, then in transactions and work. Are we honest? Are we truthful? Are we wise? Are we modest? Are we kind? Are we just? And so on and so forth. In every aspect, we should follow them. And, first of all, I think we should increase our knowledge about them. And because they are our role models. They are our examples. We should know how they lived, how they behaved, and what they commanded us to be, to learn their lessons. Then come and apply it in our lives, in our everyday lives. So if we follow them in every aspect, then yes, we are true followers of the Holy Prophet and Ahlul Bayt. And if not, change is needed. Sometimes we have to change. And change is not easy. So my brothers and sisters, inshallah, take measures, and inshallah, we would be able to change what needs to be changed. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Danesh, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Let's recite the Quran.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا
الْقُرْآنُ نُورٌ وَبَيَانٌ الْقُرْآنُ هَدْيُ الْإِيمَانِ الْقُرْآنُ مِسْكُ الْخِتَامِ يَا قُرْآنُ عَلَيْكَ سَلَامٌ
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners listening to IRIB English Radio all over the world Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي
قرآني نبض حياتي
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Inshallah, today we will practice Ayah 20 of Surah Yunus on page 210. So, brothers and sisters, hope you have the Quran with you, the same as our brothers here, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, and Ma'asum. Let's get to this Ayah. And before we start, let's listen to the recitation of this Ayah. Agree?
Yes.
Hassan?
Yes.
If Hassan says yes, let's do that. If Hassan says yes, let's go and listen then.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa yaquluna lawla unzila alayhi ayatun mir rabbihi. فَقُلْ إِنَّمَا الْغَيْبُ لِلَّهِ فَانْتَظِرُوا إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُنْتَظِرِينَ
Nice recitation, mashallah. Ayah 20 of Surah Yunus. Allah Almighty says in this ayah, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَيَقُولُونَ لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِ They say, why has not some sign been sent down to him from his Lord? فَقُلْ إِنَّمَا الْغَيْبُ لِلَّهِ فَانْتَظِرُوا إِنِّي مَعَكُم مِّنَ الْمُنْتَظِرِينَ Say, the knowledge of the unseen belongs only to Allah, so wait. I too am waiting along with you. Guys, if you go to the Prophet, you say, Prophet, read me an ayah from the Quran. Okay, Prophet, maybe he has received some verses from the Quran. Something has been revealed to him, he will recite it to you. Yes? But sometimes, yes, something has not been revealed to the Prophet yet. Okay? So he cannot recite that ayah of the Quran. It has not been revealed yet. Okay? So the Quran, the scholars say that the Quran was revealed in a period of 23 years.
3 years.
Okay? The Quran was sent based on every different occasion. Based on different occasions, the Quran was sent. For example, the Fath of Mecca, Quran Surah, Inna Fatahna Laka Fatham Mubina. Scholars say that was revealed. Idha Ja'a Nasrullah, that was revealed, okay? Or, for example, Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. So some Christians and Christians came to the Prophet and they were saying that, who is this God? Explain him to us, okay? Then after 3 days, the Surah Ikhlas was revealed to the Prophet. Prophet recited to them. Prophet could not recite anything from his own. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَىٰ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. So Prophet then recited Surah Tawheed to them. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Say that Allah is the one, unique one. Let's practice this ayah. وَيَقُولُونَ لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويقولون لولا أنزل عليه آية من ربه.
أحسنتم. That Arabic accent. So good.
فقل إنما الغيب لله فانتظروا إني معكم من المنتظرين.
Excellent. Allah bless you. Alhamdulillah, you've got that Arabic accent. That's very nice. MashaAllah, I appreciate it. وَيَقُولُونَ لَوْلَا. Can I extend the mat? Hassan?
It's...
Basically, I have to extend, yes?
Yeah.
But am I allowed to skip? Let me change the question.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to skip. Why?
Because the Hamza and the mad letter are separate.
Oh, law la, the mad letter is in the word la, and unzila, the Hamza is in the word unzila. The reason for mad, the Hamza. It's in another word, that's why. Unzila. How do you say it, Hussein?
Unzila.
What is this rule called?
It's called ikhfa.
Ikhfa, hiding.
الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم.
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, Ayat number 20, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day.
عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ. He read it something different. Read it, Masoom, one more time.
عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ.
Ayatun min Rabbi. He said, Ayatun min Rabbi. What do you talk about?
Yeah, he merged it.
Huh?
It's a rule which is called idgham.
Idgham, the rule idgham. So, means merging. Certain things are there that if you have them ready there, okay, some conditions, you have to merge them. So, the rule idgham. Ikhfa, idhar, ikhla. Four different rules. So, in the Tajweed books, you have brothers and sisters. If you don't know really what they are, refer to the Tajweed books. You will find them. Or go to our previous lessons, you will learn them. We have talked all about them a lot. So, عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن. You read it. آيَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ مِّن رَبِّهِ.
Yes, the same.
What does that Silah tell us, Hassan?
It says that better to continue.
Better to continue. Good job. But you can make a pause.
Yes.
فَقُلْ إِنْ or إِن?
In.
Make sure we don't have a sound. A-E-O, no. A-E-U. 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 These short vowels, okay? Not A-E-O. We have these kind of sounds in Persian, right?
Yeah.
Or in English. But we don't have that in Arabic. I mean the Arabic of the Quran, okay? Not the Arabic, like, that usually sometimes people speak, okay? They use A sound as well.
All right? Yeah, based on different accents.
Yeah. Accent. But we're talking about the tajweed points here in the Quran. So, فَقُلْ إِن نُون مُشَدَّد. What's the point about نُون مُشَدَّد?
Extended for two count plus nasal sound.
أَحْسَنْتُ. إِنَّمَا الْغَاغَي. Such a beautiful pronunciation he had. Read it. إِنَّمَا الْغَيْبُ.
إِنَّمَا الْغَيْبُ لِلَّهِ.
أحسنتم. غَيْبُ. Good job. غَاغَ. غَاغَ. Short and long. غَيْبُ لِلَّهِ فَانْتَظِرُوا. فَانْتَظِرُوا. نون ساكين حائد. إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ. ميم ساكين plus ميم.
ميم مشدد.
ميم مشدد. What is this word?
It stretches for two count plus nasal sound.
Yeah, yeah. What is it called? Idgham.
Mithlain.
Mithlain. Min al muntazirin. That's it. Guys, why were the prophets, they were all from one God, yes or no?
Yes. Yeah.
They were all sent by one God. 125,000, 24,000 prophets, yes?
Yes.
Why the prophets had different types of miracles? Weren't they delivering one message?
Yes.
They were preaching one message, yes?
Yeah.
Spreading one message, message of Allah Almighty. So why Prophet Isa alayhi salam had some other miracles, types of miracles? Prophet Muhammad had some other types of miracles? Prophet Musa had some other types of miracles?
The miracles are to show the signs of God, like bringing some people's. So when you want to show something unique, you should give them that occasions or the events according to the same time. Like in the time of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, there were mostly miracles. It was so much
medical science was so popular.
So God gave him the power to make the ill people cure. Like he was curing the people. But in the time of Prophet Musa, the magic was so much popular. So he was doing the magics and these stuff. Like he changed the stick in the dragon.
Oh, you said magic. No, not magic. I mean, Prophet Musa didn't do the magics.
No.
Showed miracles.
Yes. And Prophet Muhammad was also literature.
So, such a beautiful point. Miracles are given to the prophets, shown by the prophets, okay, based on the needs. I will recite this ayah. Make sure you repeat after me. Ready, everyone?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
So let's try another type of recitation, another style of recitation. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Our own style of recitation. But your recitation is not your own recitation. That's you copying me, okay? Read. أعوذ بالله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ويقولون لولا أنزل عليه آية من ربه.
ويقولون لولا أنزل عليه آية من ربه.
فقل إنما الغيب لله فانتظروا.
فقل إنما الغيب لله فانتظروا.
فانتظروا إني معكم من المنتظرين.
فانتظروا إني معكم من المنتظرين.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Allah bless you, inshallah, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for being with us. That's it from us for today. Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir and Masoom, thank you so much. Stay with us. Inshallah, the next session will be here with you. Thanks to IRIB English Radio, Sevier International Schools Network. See you in the next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The Ocean of Dua.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In today's program, we will listen to a commentary of Ziyara al-Yasin by Sheikh Abdul Raza Bahrani, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
On that morn, before the world was born, in this lonely world I hear that music near and far. Did we the cadence of divine music hear? Did we the cadence?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the All Beneficent, the Ever Merciful. All praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the best and the last of the prophets Muhammad and his pure and infallible progeny and household, especially his last successor Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And may Allah's peace and blessings be upon you and with you, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is the Ocean of Dua, and I am Abdul Raza Bahrani. Insha'Allah, I will explain and interpret the passages and sentences of Ziyarat al-Yasin in this series of lectures. Now let's listen to some passages of this Ziyarat.
The Ziyarat of al-Yasin.
وأشهدك يا مولاي أن عليا أمير المؤمنين حجته والحسن حجته والحسين حجته وعلي ابن الحسين حجته ومحمد ابن علي حجته وجعفر ابن محمد حجته وموسى ابن جعفر حجته وعلي ابن موسى حجته ومحمد ابن علي حجته وعلي ابن محمد حجته والحسن ابن علي حجته وأشهد أنك حجة الله.
And I solicit you, O my master, to testify to me that I bear witness that Ali, the commander of the faithful, is his argument, Al-Hassan is his argument, Al-Hussein is his argument, Ali, the son of Al-Hussein, is his argument, Muhammad, the son of Ali, is his argument, Ja'far, the son of Muhammad, is his argument, Musa, the son of Ja'far, is his argument, Ali, the son of Musa, is his argument, Muhammad, the son of Ali, is his argument, Ali, the son of Muhammad, is his argument, and Al-Hassan, the son of Ali, is his argument. I also bear witness that you are verily the argument of Allah.
In the continuation of Ziyarat Ali Yasin, after saluting Imam alayhi salam with different attributes of his eminence and in different conditions and states of Imam alayhi salam, then we testified and we asked Imam alayhi salam to be our witness in our testimony. And we testified that there is no God but Allah the Almighty, and that Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his pure and infallible household and progeny, is servant and messenger of Allah the Almighty. And we testified that Ali alayhi salam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful, is the proof of Allah, and his two sons, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, and the nine sons and nine people from offspring of Imam Hussein alayhi salam are the hujjas of Allah and the proofs of God on the earth. The last, after Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salam, the father, the revered father of Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, we say, وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ حُجَّةُ اللَّهِ, and I testify that you are the proof of God the Almighty. So I testify that this chain of wilaya will end in you, and you are the last one in the line. And this is a one line which is drawn from you to Allah the Almighty. And this whole is the wilaya and the guardianship of God the Almighty. Whoever who wants to be within the boundary of wilaya of God, if he was at the time of the Holy Prophet, he needed to accept the wilaya and the of the Holy Prophet and be obedient to him. If he would say that I believe in God, but I do not follow the Holy Prophet and I do not believe in the Holy Prophet, then that was not the wilaya of Allah. That was the wilaya of Taghut. That was the wilaya of Shaytan. And after the Holy Prophet, it was the commander of the faithful. Whoever who does not believe in the wilaya of the commander of the faithful after the Holy Prophet, then he has gone outside the boundaries of wilaya of Allah, and he has entered into the wilaya of Taghut.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. How to pray for the faraj or the relief? Imam al-Asr ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif to his second representative, Muhammad bin Uthman rahmatullahi alayh, addressing the Shias, says, "Pray a lot for the relief, as indeed it is your relief. One who is disturbed, distressed, and heartbroken due to the separation from the Imam, the prayers of such a person, they have two effects. Either the Imam's arrival will be hastened, or the afflictions, the problems, and the distresses of the person praying for the relief of the Imam, they will be removed. As a result, he will be eased, he will be pleased, and will be comforted. In either cases, as Imam al-Asr ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif has said, وَأَكْثِرُ الدُّعَى لِتَعْجِيلِ الْفَرَجِ فَإِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ فَرَجْكُمْ. Pray a lot for the relief, as indeed it is your relief.
Allahumma kun liwaliyika hujjat ibn al-Hasan salawatuka alayhi wa ala abaihi fi hadhihi وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا.
The Ocean of Dua, Commentary of Ziyara al-Yasin by Sheikh Abdul Raza Bahrani, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So it is very important to believe in the wilaya of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and that is why in Hadith Qudsi that I repeatedly have mentioned that God the Almighty says, Wilayatu Ali ibn Abi Talib Hisni, says that the wilaya and guardianship of the commander of the faithful and the leadership and mastership of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam is my safe and secure fort. So whoever goes outside, he will be killed. And whoever goes outside, he will perish and will be destroyed and ruined. Only those people who are inside this fort will be kept safe and sound, and they will be prosperous. And this continues and comes to the time of Imam Rida alayhi salam, and in that hadith, which is known as hadith Silsilatul Dhahab, Imam Rida alayhi salam again emphasizes that if you want to be inside the boundaries of the wilaya of God the Almighty, you need to accept my wilaya. So if you do not accept wilaya of Imam Rida alayhi salam at his time, then you have gone outside the wilaya of Allah and have entered into the wilaya of Shaytan. So it continues to our time, the time of Imam Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. So from the bottom of my heart, I testify that, O you, my Mawla, that I'm talking to you, and this is your ziyara. In ziyara, I'm addressing you and I'm talking to you. I believe that you are the hujjah and proof of God the Almighty, and whatever you ask from us is the same thing that Allah the Almighty wants us to do and perform. And whatever you forbid us from doing is the same thing that Allah the Almighty wants us not to perform and to leave them and forsake them. So you are the proof of God and the manifestation of the Tawheed of Allah the Almighty. The Tawheed of God
and the oneness and unity of God the Almighty is apparent from your beauty and your grandeur and splendor. And you are a complete reflection of my most beloved one, that is Allah the Almighty. And now you are witnessing me, and you know that I testify that all these things are right, and all of you are the proofs of God. And then I want you to behave me in a way that you behave your lovers, your followers, and your Shi'as. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
English Radio, a heralder of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Answering your doubts and questions, and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman? Allah, who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You are listening to Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sayyid Zain is the special guest speaker to discuss today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you for having me.
All right, Sayyid Zain, can the religion of Islam and Islamic teachings and Islamic beliefs in general help us to overwhelm our anxiety, depression, and worries, especially in today's world, in today's hectic, fast-speed world? Is it possible?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. So when we see, when we look at, for example, our scholars or the believers who have properly applied Islam to them, we see that these kind of things are, you know, much under much more control, that this anxiety and worry and depression and all these you know, psychological states, that they're not there for them, or it's very, like, you know, minor. So yes, you know, I definitely believe that if somebody properly applies Islam and internalizes Islam and its teachings, that they are to a large extent protected from these kind of problems.
All right.
And you know, if you want to look at an example, just look at, you know, Imam Hussein alayhi salam and in Ashura, right?
Yes.
So in terms of difficulty, in terms of, you know, worry, well, what more can you have that's, you know, more worrisome? right? Yes. The Imam Hussein had before him his children, his ashab, everyone getting killed. He himself, he knew he would be killed. And after that, you know, the worry about his family, that they'll be taken prisoners. So this is, you know, the circumstances he's facing, but you still see how he is, right? The calmness, the peace, the, you know, doing his